affordability is likely the number one issue that we're hearing on the doors, gas prices being the number one of those issues. We have advocated for a long time and would regulate gas prices in areas where competition obviously isn't working, and that would include most of Northern Ontario. We can't control the world price of oil, but when there is 30 or 40 cents difference in gas prices within the province, that tells you that there's something else going on other than the world price of oil, and so that's why we would regulate gas prices in areas where there's no competition. Housing, there is a serious lack of housing in the starter market, in low-income brackets. We have committed to build, to put in policies to build more low-income housing. The last low-income, true low-income housing build was during the Ray government. Some things the Ray government did correctly, and that was one of them. And because there's no low-income or not enough low-income housing, people are struggling. We would also put in, we have committed to put in an equity share for people buying their first home. So right now, a lot of people can't buy their first home unless their parents have money for the down payment, and that's not right. So, and because if your parents don't have money for the down payment, you're basically out of the market. We would put in a 10% equity loan, interest-free for first home buyers. That loan would not have to be repaid until the home is sold, and that would take a lot of pressure off of first-time home buyers. And one more issue, as far as an issue that no one else, I don't think, is touching on, is the price of groceries. And the price of food and everything is going up, and we understand that. But if you look at the profit margin of the big grocers, like Loblaws, their profit has gone up 40%. We are in full support of a federal initiative called the Grocery Code of Conduct. And again, once again, when three or four companies control the vast majority of the market, it's way too close to a monopoly, and they need to be regulated. They have a right to make a profit, but a 40% increase in their profits while people are struggling to pay for food is just not acceptable.